This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
Well, it's time to head back into the office after a holiday weekend, and it does your heart good to hear about the good things that happened to celebrate the Easter season all around the world. Well, I have three little good news stories for you. A New York realtor was having a hard time selling a home, so they posted new photos of the house with the Easter bunny hanging out in every room. Some people thought, ooh, that's kind of creepy, but it actually worked because now that listing has an offer.
Oh, nice. I would have done like an Easter egg hunt. Come out today, look at the house.
Oh, that's
and
a great
you
idea.
You find an Easter egg, there's $1,000 in it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You would have had a lot of people there.
Absolutely.
A rabbit was rescued from the middle of the street by a cop last year. So for Easter this year, her department decided to promote the bunny to the rank of wellness officer.
Nice.
Gets a little vest and everything.
Nice.
It is so cute.
There's some cop that's been working like 10 years there and really like wanted to be the wellness officer, you know, and then they're like, wait, what?
I just quit.
And they just walk out.
And finally, a Michigan food truck, they got a bunch of veterans together and then handed out free Easter meals.
Nice.
They had on the menu Sloppy Joes.
Nice.
And French fries, and they had cake for dessert.
Yeah, like, none of that's an Easter meal, it doesn't seem but awesome.
And then while dozens of Pennsylvania motorcyclists, they delivered Easter bunny toys to the kids at their local children's hospital.
Oh, that's cool. Like, yeah, so kids that were stuck in the hospital, you know, for the season, for the holiday.
Yeah, get a little bit of joy.
I love that. Well, there you go. There's some good things happening outside of the resurrection. Like, that was a good thing, too.
Hey!
Many years ago. We've forgotten about that a lot of times. No, but that's good. I like to see people doing good any time of the year, especially around the holidays. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. Betty Rock has taken the art of a cat nap and turned it into something that even cats are like, seriously? Get up, man. This is you're going on 17 hours here.
Right? I mean, yeah. I've never had an issue, thank you, Jesus, with sleeping.
Yeah.
I've found it very easy, but that doesn't mean it's come easy to my friends. So recently we were all hanging out and somehow the topic of sleep came up. And a friend of mine, she started telling me the lengths that she goes to try and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and I don't get this because my lengths are I put my head on the pillow. And
right.
Like, me too. Like, so do a morning show because you're always going to be tired and a little cranky.
So the friend of mine, she has... Well, first she takes two melatonins.
Okay, my wife takes one.
She
and
takes
then
two.
You can take two?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how much is in each one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But she'll take two melatonin. Then she has a massage eye mask.
Nice.
So it's supposed to go for like 5-10 minutes or whatever. And it's supposed to massage your head and your eyes to help you relax and
really?
Go to sleep. She then has a humidifier that she has to turn on because the sound of it helps her calm down. Then she has a weighted blanket.
Oh, my goodness.
As well as a really nice mattress that will massage as well.
How old is this human being?
She's 27.
No. Oh, I'm 27.
No. That's the kind of thing you do in your 40s after years of not sleeping.
It's crazy how she has to have everything in line. It just makes you think, how do you travel? Like,
yeah,
how could you even travel?
I know people that travel with, like, sound machines. Betty Rock does. Betty Rock, we were in Africa, and you bought an app, right?
I did. Well, that was different, though. That was because there were these crazy homeless cats outside. So, yeah, I needed a little something.
Yeah, like, okay, so I am curious, like, what are the lengths you go to fall asleep? Like, my wife has an eye mask, and she has to put her knee in my back. Like, that's her thing. Like,
but I know that we can be pretty... regimented. Strict. Yeah, when it comes to our sleep, like there's a certain way that the sheets maybe have to be laid or our pillows.
My pillow is not allowed to touch her pillow directly. It has to. I don't know. They have to be near each other within like a quarter distance, but mine cannot touch it.
Wow.
And so what do I do every night? Almost
you touch
make
it
touch it, put it on top of it. I'll put it on her face. Anytime she's making an issue of it, I go to the extreme.
But if you found yourself in that situation where it's like you have a hard time falling asleep, and you'll do anything it takes to make sure you get that good sleep. We want to know.
What's your regimen? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us. We love having you on. But maybe yours is, and maybe it'll make you feel better when you hear how crazy some people are.
Right?
And honestly, for this, no judgment. The crazier, the better. Love to hear it. Because Betty Rock's friend, that's pretty extreme. Maybe you're more than that. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now.
What are those things you have to do to ensure you get a good night's sleep?
I have to have 1 5-milligram melatonin, and above all else, I have to have my pillow, and I've got 2 identical pillows on the bed. I know which one is which. They can't be swapped, and I take my pillow everywhere.
My wife, too, has a pillow that she takes everywhere. She'll take it on all her trips with her, and she loves it. She packs it when we travel by the car, you know?
Yeah.
She has to have that pillow, and then from time to time, I'll switch them just to see.
What? You're the problem is really what it comes down to.
That's why she can't sleep.
Yeah.
But she knows. She instantly knows, and then it turns
that
into a pillow fight.
Pillow.
Well, Lori, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right, Catherine, you're up. What is your sleep regimen that helps you fall asleep quickly?
I say working out. It makes a big difference, and I am tired and can go to bed at night.
Really? So, like, if you work out later in the day, it doesn't, wake you up? Because they always say, working out's so good for you, and it makes you feel better. Like, I would think it would amp you up.
So I don't work out like super close to the end of the day. I work out in the morning, but I sometimes will go for a walk later at night, and that, you know, like 6-7, and no problem sleeping whatsoever.
So what happens on those days where you can't find the time to exercise? Then what happens?
So I exercise every day.
This is a lady with commitment, where Betty and I are like, so what happens if you skip a month?
Or two.
Right,
three.
I know.
Velvet said that the lengths she's gone to is she puts on a heated leg massager, she watches Bob Ross, she turns on instrumental music with scripture on her Bluetooth eye mask, and gets her weighted blanket.
Wow, that is a lot. Elfie, yours is going to not be even close to that crazy. There's no way. So what's your regimen?
My regimen is I have a beach projector that shines up on the ceiling, and it's on a timer. And I use a guided meditation app, and I put a piece of amethyst underneath my pillow because it's a calming stone, and I'm out in like 2 minutes.
Okay, well, you did ramp it up there with the stone. I was like with you with the projector.
How did you even figure out that this kind of stuff helped you?
Oh, I've been doing this for a long time, and it literally puts me out in 2 minutes.
I've seen different things like that to project various different things, like a solar system on the ceiling. I tried to find one of those for my daughter, but it was too expensive. I'm like, it was ludicrous.
Yeah, they run like $50 on Amazon. It's worth it.
Yo, really? Like, the ones I looked at were like 200 and something bucks. I'm like,
Oh, no. That's too much. Get the one that looks like a turtle. You'll find it on Amazon.
Look at the turtle one. Okay, so projector for your ceiling that looks like a turtle, and we'll all be sleeping soundly. Got it, Elfie. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, where we talk about the faith stuff that doesn't always happen inside the church. And Betty Rock, if I were to say to you Bear Grylls, do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's the guy that eats worms and bugs, and he lives off the grid, and he has a TV show, and he shows you how to survive. And
exactly. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. And what you might not know, though, is that he survived many of Earth's most desolate and dangerous places, but his most important survival tool is his faith. I never knew that about him. No. He said, it's a sign of great strength to need Jesus. As a young boy, faith came naturally, but he kind of walked away from it. And he found faith tedious and judgmental. But then after the death of his godfather, he kind of reconnected with his faith. And he said, God, if you were when I used to know you as a kid, if you're that God, will you come again and comfort me? And it kind of reignited his faith in that moment, which is really cool. I never knew that about him.
Yeah.
He said, my faith is about being held, comforted, forgiven, strengthened, and loved. Our job in life is to stay close to Christ, which is a really interesting perspective, which is true. He says, drop the religious stuff, drop the fluff, keep the bit of church that's about community, friends, honesty, faith, and love. All the mass, the performances, the music, the worship bands, all that sort of stuff. I don't think Christ would recognize any of that.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big indictment on like modern church, because it's very similar all over.
But I think what he's ultimately saying is like get rid of the politics of religion.
Right.
And instead just have like faith.
Yeah, and focus on the relationship, right. Which I think is accurate. You know, I think we do things to entertain ourselves at church and to usher, like worship bands, for example. It's designed to get us to a place where we are, you know, worshiping God and ready to hear the message, mm-hmm. and things like that. And I don't think it's a bad thing.
No.
I think it can be distracting, mm-hmm. If it's out of whack, you know, and it is more about the performance than mm-hmm. about the worship. So I think it, you know, that could be debated for sure. But I just really thought that this was interesting. He said, if you see me on TV, mud on my face, knee deep in a swamp or snow, the weather ungodly cold or insufferably hot, don't let it fool you. The greatest adventure of all is faith.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow, what a testimony.
Yeah, you might Bear Grylls' Survivor Man a little different next time you see it, too. So that's going to do it for your God stuff for today.
Wally fancies himself a bit of an amateur first responder.
What can I say? I like to help.
But you're not qualified. I would trust you more if you went to Colorado Christian University. They have degrees for working professionals who want to make a difference in this world.
You know what, Rock? You're right. Maybe I should look into their campus event and organizational safety program. It's a fully online degree designed to equip you with cutting-edge but practical, timely skills to further your criminal justice career and help you protect the innocent people at places like churches and schools.
Plus, the Master of Science in Criminal Justice program is 36 credit hours and it can be completed in as little as 15 months with full-time study.
So start a degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024. CCU also has a generous policy for transferring credits. In fact, you can even get a scholarship just for transferring credits.
Criminal justice can be an exciting but challenging career, and we need people who are not only professionals but also believers. That's why Colorado Christian University makes sure all of their courses integrate a biblical worldview.
Find out more at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Wonder if Wally will have an opinion on this.
Wally, I respect you, but word to the wise, never trust the short man named Wally.
It's the Wally Show.
So it's not just your imagination. There are more places that are asking you to tip at the register, like fast serve places things like that. Oh, yeah.
It's getting it's, out of hand.
It really is. Like, I get it when you are at a restaurant and you are supposed to tip. But when you basically do your own thing, you know, get the food at the counter, you take it, you police your own, you know, area and throw away your own stuff. That's not historically what we've tipped for, you know? And so now about 48%, so almost half of the quick serve restaurants now have the new tipping option. And you always know it's coming too. You're like, when you're paying and then they spin the screen around, you're like, oh, not the screen spin. No, because now I got a choice to make. Am I tipping? And then, because if you hit no tip, then they spin it back around.
And they're staring right there at you.
I know. I like the places where they're like, here, and just fill out this part of the screen. And they flip it around, then they look away. Like, I do appreciate that, at least. But like, then now I'm tipping out of guilt. In essence.
I know, and that's not fair. That's not right.
It's not right to put me in that place.
No, it's not.
And so, it's like I'd rather tip for good service, or like if I've had a good interaction with somebody and they're being a good face for the company, mm-hmm. and they flip the screen around, I'm much more likely to tip for that or tip a little better.
Really? Because sometimes I feel like they're just being nice to me because they want my money.
Oh, wow. That's the next level. We need to dive into that.
Well, yeah, it could be true.
We need to get a counselor for that one. But so it's being driven in large by changes in technology. But then businesses are like, hey, we get to shift the cost of hiring employees to you, you know, and you get to help offset these costs. But they're already paying a bunch, you know, to people now to do fast food jobs because of the changes in the labor market. But it's one of those things that it's made me use cash more. Like if I go to a restaurant and I'm planning ahead and I know they've got the tip thing, so I just get to avoid the whole thing, I pay cash because then I don't have to tip. Because this is the new virtual tip jar. Because before you'd have an actual jar with $5 in it and then you'd be like, oh, if I get my change, I'll throw some money in there or not. There was no pressure, you know?
I see.
And now this is the virtual tip jar where it's a decision you have to make right now with that person staring at you.
Hmm.
Yeah, so...
I mean, that is a good, it's because then they're like, oh, well, I gave him back cash. But you do have the cash. You could just hand it to him and he could stick it in his pocket.
Well, no, he has to put it in the register, Rock. You have, what we're finding out is Betty Rock has some serious trust issues.
I don't trust them.
No, like, oh my goodness, that's next level.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, well, we didn't solve anything here, but we did learn something about Betty, that's for sure. Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little thing called Booyah Your Weekend, where you tell us a story about something that happened over the weekend. We will give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. But remember, sometimes we're booing out of jealousy, and other times, if it was something bad, we're booing for you, because we're like, oh, that's a bummer. So, Lady Rock, let's do a round in the room. Booyah Your Weekend, go.
Well, I had a great weekend, because I organized and put together an egg hunt, an Easter egg hunt, for my adult friends.
Nice.
And it was so much fun. I thought it was going to be a lot of fun. I think people had a good time, but the competitive side.
Sure.
Whoo, it came out, and it came out big.
Yeah, and that's what's fun to see in people that maybe are like normally kind of an introvert, and then all of a sudden you put them in a competitive situation. You're like, did not know this about you. Kind
right.
of a psycho.
Kind of turned ugly.
There's some violence.
Like, they were throwing each other's eggs out of other people's baskets so that they could... No, because ultimately, yes, I had made some golden egg trophies, but they're from plastic. Nah. And, like, is your friendship worth an egg that's made from gold plastic?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah, because, like that's worth winning. I used to play video games with one of my friends in California every week on Friday nights, and I made trophies that each of us would get to take home if you won it.
Wow.
And there was a golf trophy and a football one, and we played, and it got actually violent sometimes to win that trophy. So I get it. So I am going to give you a... yay for making the trophies. Had you not made the trophies, I would have been like, oh, you came up short. But no, you added the trophy, and that's what brings the chaos. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Gavin?
I give it a yay because I know you worked really hard to make the trophies, organize this whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's ingenuity because a lot of people for Easter-related stuff, they just, you know, maybe... had their kids search for eggs, or maybe you had Easter dinner, like you had your adult legs. I saw at one point they had their middle legs tied together.
Yes, yeah. So it was like a team thing. So we had to tie their ankles together, and they were like, left, right, left, right.
I think
it
that's
like
good.
No, competition.
That's really awesome. Good. Because Betty had done an egg hunt for Gavin and I here on the show, and we shot that before Easter. It's at wayfm.com if you want to see that. But there you go. So you got two yays.
Woo-hoo!
That means you would win a prize. And it's an egg trophy, as it turns out.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. So what is yours? You just booed yourself. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how we do it. Give us your story, and we'll give you a boo or a yay of what happened this weekend. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Okay, well, this weekend we had 5 Easter services.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Plus a Good Friday service. So I got to rock babies in the nursery while watching the service.
How many services did you sign up for?
All of them.
Oh, Whoa. Wow. That's hero level volunteering right there.
Is it? Or is it a way to, you didn't even get anything from the sermon, though. If you're sitting back there with the babies rocking them, like, you didn't get any time with Jesus, right?
Please tell me you're not going to boo that.
I was able to step out. They came in and they said, okay, we have no volunteers. Who wants to go get some Jesus? So I got some Jesus.
There you go. Okay, that was Betty Rock's concern.
I was still able to go back and rock babies.
Now, normally I would boo because I know how hard that job is and that babies crying is like the worst sound on the planet. It just sends me and my body shuts down. until it is quieted.
Wow.
Yes, until that noise stops.
Wow.
And so this would be my worst nightmare, but it sounds like it's something that you love. So I'm going to yay that for your service for your church. We need more people like you.
I do love it. I love rocking the babies.
I was going to give you a boo because I thought you were trying to get out of church by being with the babies for all five services. But I'm going back to a yay, Lori, because you made sure that you watched the service from the back with the babies. So it's a win-win because there, you could eat goldfish and watch the service. That is a win.
I'll tell you, if I could do that every day in church without being judged, absolutely.
Yeah,
I would.
Exactly.
What do you got?
Well, on Sunday, my wife and I we went for a baptism. We've been married 37 years this May, and we had gone through some pretty rocky times. But with God's grace and some counseling, we wanted to recommit. We wanted to do it as a couple, being baptized as a couple. And we hadn't been wearing our rings, so we wanted to recommit by, we got baptized, we got up, we placed the rings, recommitted to each other, and then they baptized us again. And then the pastor said, nope, one more time. So we ended up going under three times.
Oh.
But we recommitted.
You're making good insurance stuck, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't want any dry spots.
Yeah. You know what? I love the fact that you're like, you know, again, baptism being that outwardly symbol of your faith, but I also think baptism is kind of a renewal of our lives, and I like that you guys had the symbolism of your marriage being renewed, you know, after, I mean, if you guys weren't wearing your rings, you were headed for divorce.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good, but it's been really good on the other side of that turmoil.
Yeah, and there's no way I can boo this. Like, I have to give it a double yay. You get three yays.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know personally how hard marriage can be.
I do.
Oh,
no,
I'm sure your wife does,
yeah,
Wally.
Exactly.
But I know that it has to, you know, once the feelings fade, it comes with more of a decision and it comes with a lot of compromise. So I commend you for putting forth the effort.
And remember, Wally, five words. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I had learned that 15 years ago, you know.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So Easter was yesterday, and it was our final message in our Easter study. And John 19 ends with Jesus on the cross. And the point our pastor was making was, thank the Lord for John chapter 20. This is where Jesus is risen. And this separates Christianity from all other world religions because he conquered death and rose again. Everybody else is still in their graves. But so many people, he was making the point that so many people live a John 19 life. Like, they are living like Jesus is still in the tomb. And so he's like, how do you know if you're living a John 19 life? You're worn out. You're empty. You're unfulfilled. You have this feeling of being trapped. That's tomb living, you know? I know. I really thought this was cool. It kind of connected with me. But a John 20 life is characterized by a life of triumph, fulfillment, purpose. And this isn't, you know, the doctrine, like money doctrine, you know, this is like personal stuff, you know, it's not prosperity doctrine. This chapter is where Jesus comes back to the disciples and their sorrow and their fear was replaced by joy and peace. And that's how our lives can feel every day if we choose to live in the resurrection and the salvation of Jesus and not be stuck in chapter 19.
I think that is a great reminder of why Easter is so important,
right,
to be excited about.
Exactly. Jesus said, I have come so that they might have life and have it to the fullest. So he wants us to live a life that is filled with faith and not fear. And so John 19 was filled with fear, but thank God it didn't end there. John 20 is the opportunity to live an abundant life. So the question for today is simple. It's a question for us. It was, where are you? Are you stuck in 19 or are you going to live 20? And I'm like, all right, that's a good admonishment, like a good question to go, okay, how am I choosing to live? Because it is a choice. Mm-hmm. And how am I choosing to live out my faith every day? So there you go. That's going to do it for your Monday School for today.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
There are so many decisions that go into buying a flight. You have to choose the location, the airline company, and then you get to the seat choice. And personally, I'm an aisle seat guy.
Yeah, me too.
Because I, you know, have a smaller bladder. I don't want to climb over people multiple times.
I just like not feeling trapped. I like having that space to lean over and get my elbow hit by a cart when I'm asleep. That's fine. Like, oh, that woke me up.
Are you a window seat person, Betty, or no?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like to know, like, when we're landing because I don't like to be shocked by it.
Gotcha. And, you are scared of flying, aren't you?
Well, I'm not crazy about it.
Betty is a window seat contortionist. I've watched her on our last flight. She sat on the window seat, could lean against the side of the plane, which is nice for trying to sleep.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anybody get more use out of the tiniest seats ever. Her legs are under her. They're over her. They're wrapped around backwards.
Don't know how you do it.
It was tough.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that at all. Yeah.
But all that to say is that nobody's actively choosing the middle seat in any scenario. I get like super happy when I get on one of those planes where it's like a row and then you've got two seats on either side.
Just the twos. Yep. That's me and my wife too.
Much better. But nobody chooses the middle seat. But somebody recently released a futuristic concept of what commercial airlines might look like in the future to completely get rid of that decision of even choosing the middle seat. So what you have is, and they just released this picture, it's three separate cabins basically, where there's, you know, the middle walk walk down the middle and then two seats on either side. But then you imagine the tube of the plane and you've got two cabins right next to each other and then one on top of both those, so kind of triangular in shape, and there would be no middle seat. It would just be two rows of two for all three cabins.
Which is great if you're like, for me and my wife with no kids, it'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Like, I would love that. But like, say you're traveling with a family of five or four or whatever, then you've got to split parents up with kids. I can't believe I'm arguing against this. but then you've got like, or three, then you've got like, you know, one parent that gets a vacation on the flight while the other one has to be with the kids.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more where it's a person's by themselves kind of situation more than it is families. But I have a question for the window seat people, because if you're in one of those cabins and you're on a window side, you don't necessarily have a window because you'd be half.
Exactly. So they did say that since two cabins are side by side, the inner rows on those cabins, they can't look out the plane. So instead, they would have virtual windows, and then there'd be this long singular screen that would stretch across the entire cabin.
Yeah.
And then you would see a virtual like sky in the outside. They didn't say whether or not, because I think this would be cool, whether or not it would reflect outside or if it would just be a simulation of the perfect day.
I've been on flights that have different camera angles that you can watch while you're on the flight. And it's
that's
got
cool.
like the nose of the plane and I guess you could do the side of the plane too. So it could either be what's really going on, or if there's bad turbulence, they just put a beach scene like, just to keep you
while
sane.
You're shaking up and down the plane.
Yeah, boy, that would be amazing. If that comes to fruition, that'd be fantastic. But I don't see the airlines doing anything that makes us enjoy it.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
This is where, if you've ever felt not validated by your feelings and felt unworthy in a conversation, I want to help you with that. I want to give you the strength and the courage to have your voice heard and be the most interesting person in any room you're in. Whether it's a boardroom, whether it's a party, whether it's just milling about the office, this is how you do it. Mindless facts that you pull like at random when the moment strikes, okay? So this is Gavin and me just kind of hanging out at work talking. Betty Rock's the cool chick. She's off to the side, just not really paying attention to much. And so we'll try to pull her into a conversation with something interesting.
And sometimes people find cars interesting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not like the biggest car fan in the world, but I love watching like racing
sure.
and all these types of things. So, do you have like a car fact, but like something?
Well, this might be hard too, because you just heard Betty go, "Urf." Like, so
yeah, I'm actually stepping away.
I know, she's walking away.
Get her back, get her back.
I know, this is what we have to do. This is how you do this. And so, Gavin, what year is the oldest car that you have?
Oh, that I have personally?
It's Haley's, your wife.
Her Forerunner is a 1999 Forerunner.
1999. Oh, that's such a shame. That is such a shame.
Why?
Because your car... Betty Rock, real quick before you leave, what year is your car?
Yeah, what?
No.
I can't hear
no,
you.
Come closer.
We're over here. You need to come over here. This is an important work thing.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what year is your car?
2012.
Whoa. Oh, well, you're way out then. But since you're here, stick around for a minute.
We got her.
You are 1 year off of your car, Gavin, from being a classic car.
Oh, if it was a 1998?
Yep, it would be considered a classic. They say that 25 years ago. Can you believe that, Rock, that 1998?
Wait,
no,
what?
Come back. Is now a classic car.
Guys, I gotta get some work done.
That is crazy.
That is mind-blowing.
I went antique shopping, and the whole time I'm like, oh, I had that as a kid, had that as a kid, had that as a kid. Oh, my goodness, I am old, you know. Betty, while you're here, is there anything you would like to talk about?
Well, you know the relationship between me and food.
It's unhealthy.
You love me. In more ways than one. So tell me something about food.
This is one I know you could use somewhere. Spaghetti. Did you know that spaghetti, the word spaghetti, is plural?
Oh,
kind of
sure.
Like fish means fish singular, but did you know it's plural?
So you say spaghetti?
Well, is...
No.
What is the
singular?
Singular?
Yeah, that's what you want to know.
Tell me as I'm walking.
No. Wouldn't you like to know what the singular is of spaghetti?
Spaghetto?
I mean, you can leave if you want, but this is going to plague you. And then tonight you're going to be like, I wish I had stayed a little longer. The singular of spaghetti is kind of like Gavin just mentioned, like Chef Boyardee, spaghetto.
Oh.
I'm not making this up. That is the singular. If you want. So next time you're like, can I just have one piece of your spaghetti, would be that way, or a spaghetto? And then they go, wait, what? Like, say you're on a date, Rock, and then you obviously want to feel smarter than the guy that you're out with, and then you bust this nugget out. This guy is going to drop down on one knee and propose to you.
Wow.
Yeah, that
okay,
fast.
Okay, on that note, my break is over, so I need to go.
All right, well, there you go. Hopefully these mind-blowing facts will work for you as they did for Betty.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM. This here is the Wally Show with a little good news giddy up. A cavalcade, a roundup, if you will, of good news story, because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. So, Gavin, we're going to start with you today, good sir. Good news giddy up, go.
So, this new poll found that 41% of Americans are now registered organ donors, and that, like, just around the same number say that they actually have known somebody who has received an organ. So, I mean, like, that's awesome to know that we're looking out for each other, in essence.
Yeah, and not piano donors, but organ donors. It's a very important distinction.
Thank you for clarifying. I didn't think to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got to be very accurate here. What?
I don't get it.
An organ is a different kind of musical instrument.
Like if I'm playing an old school.
Right. Yeah. It was not great, and we spent more time on it than I wish we had.
Yeah, no one laughed.
I know. This is kind of in conjunction with your story. There was a 33-year-old lady. She's an Uber driver, picked up a 71-year-old guy from a dialysis center in Delaware, and she ended up giving him a kidney. So she ended up becoming a living organ donor to somebody that she was giving a ride to as a Uber driver. That is pretty cool. You don't see a lot of people doing that kind of stuff. And in a world where there's a lot of selfishness and a lot of hate and anger, to see stories like that, that's why we do Good News Giddy Up for sure.
I hope he gave her 5 stars for the Uber.
He did. He's like, the kidney was a little small. I'm giving her 4. I have to tinkle a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Good News Giddy Up, Betty Rocco.
Well, my story isn't about organ donation, but it could be about two people that might eventually need one. Two grandmas in their 80s, they're best friends. Their names are Sandy and Ellie.
Oh, nice.
And they decided to travel the world together. They actually did it. They hit 18 countries on all 7 continents.
What?
And they even fit in a hot air balloon ride in Egypt.
That's fun.
I mean, that's an adventure together. And what I love, too, is that they became best friends, you know, through the years, but even closer when they both were widowed. And so traveling the world together and at their age, like, they didn't let any of that stop them. They still did it.
I love that. Yeah, and if you can travel with somebody, like, for extended periods of time, you know that you're friends for life. Because everybody travels a little bit differently.
Yes.
And so if you can navigate that, then that's a special bond for sure. And that's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report. Hey, Betty.
Wally, if you could for me.
Sure.
I'm a little offended by the fact that we have a very fast and poppy song that's playing.
Sure.
I would like something a little bit more sad.
Oh, I can do that.
A little bit more.
Here. Does this work?
What's going to happen?
Oh, that's perfect.
Is it
okay?
Moody?
Yes. I have tragic news in the Taylor Swift world. Yes.
No.
Word has it that the music icon has broken up with her boyfriend of 6 years, actor Joe Alwyn.
Is it about time for her to write another album? Is that why? Like, sorry.
You have to mourn with the Swifties, okay?
I did for a second.
Well, while she hasn't gone public with the news, making it official, sources say the two broke up a few weeks ago because they simply grew apart.
It happens. We're so busy with our respective lives. I get it.
Oh, but they do plan to remain friends.
No, they won't. That's what she says. He will not be her friend.
Now that her fans know, a.k.a. the Swifties, they're looking back and seeing where Taylor was dropping clues about the breakup. A long time ago.
She loves her friends more than, or her fans more than her boyfriends.
Oh, for
honestly.
Sure.
Honestly. So, yeah, she's like, I'm going to give you guys clues.
So, the biggest clue happens March 31st. Taylor was dropping the song Invisible String from her set list because they were saying that it was written about her now ex.
Isn't it just so pretty to think all along there were some invisible.
Oh, okay. So she's here. She's in love.
Yeah.
Oh, and she dropped this song.
Yeah, she's dropped it from her playlist.
Mm-hmm.
She's not playing it anymore.
Taylor.
She's replacing it with another song, which is all about her exes, and it's called The One.
In my defense, I have none for never leaving well enough alone. But it would have been fun if you would have been the one.
That's her choice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He might have wanted to be the one. And then she's like, oh.
Yeah. We'll never know. Will we ever know?
I don't know or care.
That too.
Sorry.
I'm right there with you. But I'm trying to be the voice of the Swifties.
Sure.
And the voice of the Swifties are like, oh, we don't want to see her be heartbroken. We want her to find love.
Right.
But then again, it may be a good thing for the Swifties because, like you were saying earlier, Wally, like her songs come from
the heartbreak.
Wanting to be in love and the heartbreak and all that stuff.
And
so.
Songs about standing in the rain, throwing pebbles at windows. I've seen that imagery a few times, you know? And so. Here's hoping that she gets it worked out. And like, I know we're kidding around and everything, but on a serious note, too, it does make you go, okay, you've got all the money and the success that you've always wanted. So what is it that you can't lock this down? You obviously have people that will want to date you. It's not like you're not dateable, like you don't have options.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it about her that she can't lock that down? What is not that she's the problem, but what is going on that she cannot find the one? Is it's interesting to me because you would think her scenario is set up for success,
yeah,
and she can't.
But then again, like, she's got this platform where she probably doesn't know who she can trust,
yeah,
and she has to keep her group of people very small, I'm sure. So, and maybe she isn't meant to find the
maybe.
Love of
don't
her life.
Don't say that.
No, please, I don't want to believe that about you or her, either of you. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. And I'm going to wear an armband in tomorrow,
oh,
if that's
goodness.
Okay. Like, in honor, just solidarity. I'm sad. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And You know what? As we get older, we should be trying to improve ourselves a little bit. Because if you stay in one place, if you're the same as you were at 19, then you probably haven't grown much, you know, as
an
adult.
Very true.
And so Gavin, the youngest member of the show, clocking in at 27 years old now, has just enlightened me that he's working on some improving some things in his young little life.
Yeah, the first one, it was a few weeks ago, you plopped this scoop fact on us about the average amount of time you should
tinkle,
like the actual seconds, and you said that 21 seconds was the right
and
amount of time.
I didn't say it, doctors
the world
did.
Said.
And for kidney health. And I said, once you hear this, you're not going to be able to unhear it.
Yeah.
And you will actually time yourself. And a lot of people, I did.
And I went and tracked, you know.
A spreadsheet. Good for you, Gavin.
And originally I was like, oh man, I'm really capping out at like 15 seconds, 16 seconds. I was like, man, that's got
to
be.
That means you're tinkling too much too and you're much. Training your bladder to be overactive.
Exactly. And so since then, I've been trying to hold it longer.
Good, good.
And I've been getting closer and closer to that 21-second mark.
It's kind of like you're an Olympic athlete.
Thank you.
Let's not go overboard.
He's training, Rock. He's doing a great job. I've never been this proud of Kevin in my life.
Wow, that's not a compliment.
No, it's not. And I hope it gets better. And then on an actual serious note, a thing that I said I was going to start working on it, and I really haven't done a great job of it so far, but I want to get better at is calling my folks more often.
Yeah,
because when I look at my wife, she'll talk to her mom 3 days a week, and I was at an event at church. I came home, and I was like, have you been talking to your mom this whole time? She talked to her for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, she's her best friend. They're best friends. Totally get that, but you match that against me. Really, like, never calling my parents.
Right.
And that's a bad son move on me.
I get that.
And so I want to get better at giving them a phone call because I love them and I care about them. And I live a life that I'm 22 hours away from them. But I can do better at talking to them more
often. I need
to
improve that myself, like with my mom. My wife keeps me in contact with my whole family. That's how I know what's going on. And, like, I love talking to my mom. She's great. And there's just times I think about it and then I get busy or I just don't do it enough. So you're right. That's a good way to improve yourself. So what is it for you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is an area that you are actively trying to improve on, or one that you're like, you know what, you guys having this conversation today, you've made me think this is what I'm going to work on? Because I'm curious if one of us on the show like has the similar thing that we need to work on as well. 855-33-WAY-FM, and with Betty in the room too, I mean, the list of stuff
enormous.
Yeah, huge. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number.
Wow,
we'll take yours now. Uplifting WAY-FM. No, uplifting.
Uplifting.
Yeah, I got uploving in there somehow. I don't know. Ah, boy, one of those days. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and Gavin is a loving son, and he has come up with the idea that he needs to improve this area in his life, and he needs to call his family more.
Yeah, I
agree.
I think a lot of guys probably land in that category of not calling their folks enough, and I'm not going to, no offense, I'm not going to start calling like every single day because that just, you know, like I think you might run out of things to talk about per se.
And then they're going to think something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a balance.
Is it different for girls?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay,
100%.
I call my parents pretty much every day.
Exactly. That's a gender thing.
Yeah. And you can totally get away with that.
Every time when I leave work and I go home, I call them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's good.
Doesn't
that's
get
good.
Old.
Oh, yeah. We run out of things to talk about all the time, but I mean, we're maybe on the phone for less than 5 minutes, but at least they know I'm alive.
Right. My wife would kill for my daughter to call her every day. My wife is so sad that she, like, Haley's more wired like me, like, just live your life out of sight, out of mind, you know? And I hate that because my wife wants that conversation every day, even something silly, you know, and short, she would love. And so Haley's not that way. And so I'm the one that, like, will text Haley, hey, you know, not for nothing, but call your mom. Now she's talking to me, so, so can't have that.
Two birds with one stone.
Well, I think you can see that there are a lot of things we could self-improve on.
Sure.
We were having this conversation on our Facebook page. Cody is asking for us to wish him good luck. Said, I am kissing Coca-Cola goodbye.
No!
I said, I am highly addicted. I'm going to quit drinking it, and I'm going to start carrying a water bottle instead.
Oh, I feel so bad for this person.
And two, like, you can't just go cold turkey, because Cody did post a photo of 8 cans of empty Coke on his nightstand.
I could easily, when I was drinking so much soda a day, I could easily do 8 cans of soda. Easy. I used to drink a 2-liter thing myself.
Oh, that's so much sugar.
Oh, I know. And I loved every second of it.
And I can't say anything either. I'm over here with sweet tea. It's terrible. Yeah. I know.
So, I mean, I get it. Like, what helped me, honestly, was I started getting this flavored water. And it doesn't have aspartame in it, and it actually does. I will drink that and enjoy it like I used to drink a soda, and it's the one from Walmart, and I get the black cherry. I'm telling you, Cody, it will help you.
It's a life changer.
You got to replace one addiction with another, you know, if you're going to get out of this thing.
But that one's healthier.
Yeah, if you're going to get out of this alive, that's how you do it. Well, is there something in your life you're trying to improve on?
Yeah, I need to be more intentional about reading my Bible and serving the Lord.
I do understand that. You're not alone. Like, I look at Betty's life and I say, she could do the same thing, you know?
I was going to say, Rhonda, that I think a lot of us could empathize with you. A lot of us feel like we could do better in our faith. The hard part is that you read your word and you're like, yeah, I'm going to implement this in my life. I'm going to walk closer with the Lord. And then you meet someone like Wally and you're like, I can't do this, God. I can't do this on my own. I need you in a big way.
That's why I was put on this earth to deepen your faith, Betty, and strengthen your relationship with God, because I drive you nuts.
Wow, gee, thanks.
You're welcome. But like you, Rhonda, like, I'm trying to improve my prayer life, because that was an area I had gotten really lax in, and so I'm trying to work on that too. I have good days and bad days with it, you know, and you got to give yourself a little bit of grace, but keep trying.
You need an accountability partner to hold you in accountability to do that.
I'll pray for one.
No, you won't.
What's yours?
I really want to get out of my comfort zone.
Okay, what is your comfort zone?
Staying in my room all day and sleeping.
Oh, hey, meet Betty.
I get that, Zoe. What is it that inspired you to want to get out and get to know people better?
Well, the fact that my parents won't leave me alone for 5 seconds, so if I've got people to hang out with, they can't bother me.
Okay, well, that's taking a negative and turning it into a positive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Look at that. So what's your plan of making this happen?
Well, I'm going to start by becoming a little bit more social.
By doing what?
Probably talking a little bit more with people that I don't know, trying to start smaller conversations, especially in school.
Okay, not strangers, but like, okay, just make sure, like, Zoe's out there just hitting the streets randomly talking to old dudes. Like, I would not recommend that. But yeah, like, putting yourself out there a little bit at school and being more social could definitely be a good thing. And that can be a little scary too, right, Zoe? How old are you?
I'm turning 12 next month.
Okay, yeah, and that can be scary, but I commend you for doing it. And you might have some good experiences and you might have some bad ones. Don't let the bad ones dissuade you and send you back to your room kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And also set for yourself little small goals. So if you say, you know, today I'm going to talk to one person that I don't know, and then reward yourself with a 30-minute nap, hey.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.